Yeah, so here's the story quickly, since we, before we turned the microphones on, we were talking about religion, folks, and we're not going to talk about it much more. But this morning, I went down to Sam Church and the Friendship House because we heard through our well-placed sources that the police ticketed a group that had a tent on A Street between Shipley and Orange, and that ticket basically set the clock at 24 hours, and they were going to come sweep out. With my count, it was about 6 people and 2 dogs, I think, or maybe 5 people and 2 dogs. I was trying to get a count. So they were going to sweep that this morning, but we got a group out there to sort of, like, I don't know, document what they were doing and make them feel bad about it. You can go to both my feed on X the Everything app and Blue Sky, both. I'm going both now, but you can go on there and take a look at it. But I will say that, to your point, Sam Church is really a leader in sort of, like, doing the things that need to be done. We'll just put it that way. So, yeah, so shout out to Father Patrick Burke. He'll be on here soon because we're going to do, like, a series on this sort of homeless sweeps they've been doing. I can say that Spotlight Delaware not only covered the original issue when they cut those benches out, but I also, we spied Kay Baker today lurking around. And Brianna, who wrote the original story, was talking to our friend Cheyenne Miller for some reason. Who knows why? So there's going to be some coverage. People are not going to let sort of, like, these tactics stand. I took a very funny video standing at the corner showing the BPG building, the press that's going up over here, and just turning 180 degrees and showing what was happening on basically right behind me. So it's not complicated. If anybody wants to know, like, if anybody's confused or, like, doesn't know why it's happening, I have a 30-second video online that explains everything, and then you're done. This is what college professors wish they could do. In 30 seconds, I could teach the whole lesson, and you're fucking done. You all understand everything.
That second part is tough. You could say 30 seconds. Do people walk away with understanding? But I appreciate it. Video makes a difference. That's true.
We are in the shadow of Rockford Tower. At least I am. Dale is probably deeper in the Delaware Way Beast, deeper in the belly of the Delaware Way Beast than any of us, in a sort of a different way.
Being digested.
Yeah. But we wanted to do a fun sort of episode for everybody on Thanksgiving. So you'll be listening to this, if you're listening to it on the day it comes out, on Black Friday, Thanksgiving Friday. And there's always been sort of a conversation I've wanted to have, and I think now's the time to have it. So I appreciate our friend, the historian Dale Norwood, coming on to discuss it with me, because he has all the – he's gonna make sure that I don't – he knows all the specifics. You know, I kind of I'm gonna vibe, and then he's gonna tell you, like, okay, you know, this was true, that's not really true, and all that stuff. So
I'm here for corrections. Is it okay?
Yeah, like context. You're like, well, that you kind of were exaggerating a little bit there, I think.
Context, I could do context. I feel more comfortable with, yeah, the wider fabric. Yeah,
so I was able to talk to my neighbor before I came up here to record this. And she asked me what I was doing, and I said, we're doing this Thanksgiving special. But before I told her exactly what we're going to talk about, I gave her a little, like, Rob Vanilla 5-minute speech. So I want to give the same speech to you, but I want you to sort of be like, where I'm exaggerating, because I have a tendency to do that, or where I'm sort of like, I'm like, oh, this, and you're like, well, not really. So I'm going to give you my little setup, and then you sort of tell me where I'm at. So Thanksgiving was a regional sort of harvest celebration. There were no hard and fast rules about how you did it. There was myths all around it that probably Dale knows, being from Massachusetts. He was deep in the belly of Thanksgiving myths.
Pilgrim territory, yeah. Nothing but buckles on our hats, onions
exactly.
on our belts.
Exactly. But not until 1863 did Lincoln say that the country should celebrate this Thanksgiving festival, this autumn festival, on the fourth Thursday of November, and that will be a national holiday. Now, in 1863, it was probably not the greatest time to do this because a lot of people were not interested in doing this. And we don't. I think it's pretty obvious what that is. And actually, when the Civil War ended, we got a drunken tailor from Tennessee who was not really interested in doing the things that we won for. Now we'll just leave. We'll leave Andrew Johnson to the side. After him, we'll point people to the Richard White episode that we did on Reconstruction in the Gilded Age. We cover that goddamn nasty drunk, you know, we get him good. In 1869, 4 years after the Civil War ends, finally, the radical Republicans are in the ascendancy, and U.S. Grant is elected president. The hero of Appomattox is the president. So now it looks like, you know, things could work out. We could get the revolution that we always talk about. And one of the things was to start to really push this national Thanksgiving holiday. And the famous cartoonist for Harper's Weekly, Thomas Nast, creates a cartoon called Uncle Sam's Thanksgiving Dinner.